I'm Jeremy Scott with Mission Network News. Slated to speak on Wednesday, Israeli Prime Minister Benjamin Netanyahu will make history as the only world leader to speak at the U.S. Congress four times. Will he focus solely on the war in Gaza, highlight Iran's growing threat, or announce progress in hostage negotiations? No matter which direction Netanyahu goes, Fadi Saraya with MENA Leadership Center says the situation on the ground needs attention.
Around 38,000 Palestinians have been killed through this war in Gaza. We have around 100,000 who are injured. Around 700,000 people will not be able to find water to drink in the coming few days. So it's very, very bad. People are dying.
You can help prepare Christian leaders to respond in the full report online. Pray for peace in the Holy Land. Then, what do a bus tour, athletes, and AI have in common? They're each a part of Trans World Radio Europe's strategy to bring the gospel to the 2024 Summer Olympics. Cecile Chan-Janyu with TWR Europe says their bus tour around Paris this week is meant to connect Parisians with local churches. Their team will also record testimonies from Christian Olympians and translate them into multiple languages with the help of AI tech. These stories will be distributed to reach international audiences, as well as the people of France who are caught up in the secularism.
It's pretty hard to talk about religion and about God in the public arena. However, what I can see is that people are so hungry to find answer to the meaning of life.
Subscribe to TWR Europe's Game Talk coverage this week to catch gospel-centered Olympics content to share with your friends. We'll connect you at missionnews.org. Thank you for listening to Mission Network News, a service of One Way Ministries. We're listener-supported by people like you. By giving to Mission Network News, you enable us to keep the stories of God's kingdom coming. Together, the Great Commission happens. Look for the links at missionnews.org. That's missionnews.org. I'm Jeremy Scott.